听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us. Every so often we hear or read about some charitable activity and think, hey, that's a great idea. Well, today's article is just such a time. This article focuses on a charity called Souls United. It's an interesting title. Souls, S-O-L-E, is the bottom of a shoe. Of course, the homonym, soul, S-O-U-L, means the seat of a person's emotions and feelings. So the people of this charity have their hearts united in an effort to help needy people of the world have proper footwear. Let's learn more about Souls United after we preview a few words. The first is brand new, as in Andrea saved her money and bought a brand new car. The second is the adjective impoverished. Jim took medical supplies to an impoverished village in Africa. Okay, please open your magazine to page 45 and follow along as we read.
Souls United recycles Crocs shoes to benefit millions. Needy people worldwide receive their first pair of shoes. Crocs. Almost everybody sports these popular shoes nowadays, but what can be done with them once they wear out? Souls United has an answer. This recycled footwear program, which is the first of its kind, turns worn-out Crocs into brand new footwear that is donated to needy people around the world. Crocs Incorporated, which launched Souls United on January 31st, 2008, set a goal of donating 2 million pairs of new Crocs to people in impoverished regions the first year. How does this program work? In the USA, consumers drop off their worn-out Crocs at participating retail stores or mail them directly to collection centers.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us today. We have such a fun lesson, don't we? We're talking about Crocs, and I happen to have a pair of my Crocs with me today. I wear them often, and now I know that I can recycle them to help needy people.
Our article is about an organization called Souls United. And if you've read it, you know that Souls United gathers and recycles old Crocs and gives them to millions of people.
What a great idea! And we know that Crocs are very popular. In fact, probably you have seen many people and friends sporting these fun shoes that come in many, many different colors. I know a lot of people don't like Crocs, but they have a lot of fans as well.
Yeah, many people around this office actually sport Crocs, or they wear Croc shoes.
They sure do. But the question remains, what do you do with them when they wear out, when they are too old to wear anymore? And actually, Chip, this has happened to one of my pairs of Crocs. The first pair I ever bought, I wore all over the place, and I wore them in the ocean and stepped over a lot of rocks. And then the bottom, the sole, wore out, and now I can't wear them anymore.
Okay, so they wore out. That means they got too old to wear. They got a hole in them, or almost a hole in them?
Almost a hole. Okay. Definitely not wearable at the moment. So, thankfully, we know about this program, Souls United, and we're going to tell you more about this program, and you can donate your Crocs, your old ones, to this company.
The article says that this program is the first of its kind. So it's new. It's the first of its kind. It's the first kind of program that recycles shoes and distributes them or gives them to needy people.
Exactly. And it turns worn out shoes into brand new footwear. Now there's our first vocabulary phrase, brand new. If something is brand new, then it's totally new. It's very new. I don't know about you, Chip, but I love it when I get something that's brand new and it just has that new feeling with it.
A brand new shirt or brand new Crocs, maybe?
Yes.
Do you need to get a pair of brand new Crocs?
No, I think I already have enough pairs of Crocs shoes at the moment. Well, we see here in our text that Crocs Incorporated started or launched Soles United on January 31st, 2008. And they have a big goal, don't they, Chip? How many pairs of shoes do they want to donate?
Well, they set a goal of donating 2 million pairs of new Crocs to people in impoverished regions in the very first year. 2 million in the first year.
Wow, that's a big goal. And their target is impoverished regions. Now, impoverished is one of our vocabulary words, and that just means people are poor enough that they need help from others. Another word we often use is the word needy. So there are needy people living in impoverished regions.
Regions that have become poor or have entered into poverty, not having enough food and basic needs met.
Exactly. So how in the world does this program work? Well, in the U.S., consumers drop off their worn-out Crocs at participating retail stores, or they mail them directly to collection centers. So there are different ways you can get your shoes to Soles United, and then they will take the shoes and distribute them to the impoverished regions. Oh, we have so much more to learn. But right now, we need to take a break. Visit the chat room first. We have something special for you to watch.
I think here in the West, we take things for granted. Simple things like going to the store, going to school. Most people in many parts of the world have to do that in bare feet. They have to walk long distances to get water. They have to walk to the market. There are over 1.2 billion people out there that really can't afford shoes, that live on less than a dollar a day. Soles United is a first of its kind recycled footwear donation program where we actually give away new product to people in need. We've taken recycled shoes, we've taken old shoes, cleaned them, mixed them with brand new material called Croslite, and have come up with a brand new shoe that's got all the attributes of our original product. What really makes it unique, we're not giving away old stinky shoes, we're giving away brand new, highly functional shoes that are very good for people. They're super comfortable, they're lightweight, they're antimicrobial. Get product back, recycle it, and give it to people in need. That's what this program's all about, and that's what we're excited about. Soles United is a simple idea. It's a program, and it's a commitment, but we really now need to take it to the next level. We need our customers to get involved. There's probably 40, 50 million people out there with Crocs. We want to get some of those shoes back, if not all of them, and turn them into new shoes for people in need. Now, we're not going to save the world with this product, but we're certainly going to make a difference. When people in other parts of the world that can't afford shoes can now wear some protective footwear that's actually good for them, I think that's going to make a big difference.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicki.
And I'm Ken.
Today, we learn about the Souls United program launched by the shoe company Crocs.
Vicki, the first sentence in the article looks a little bit strange. It says, Crocs, almost everybody sports these popular shoes nowadays. Did you notice that a verb is missing there?
Well, Ken, take a closer look. What does everybody do with these shoes?
Okay, let's see. Oh, everybody sports these shoes. So, sport is a verb there?
That's right. Even though it's usually used as a noun, sport can be a verb. To sport means to display or show off. So if you're sporting these popular shoes, you're wearing them to let everyone see them.
Interesting. So what else can we sport?
Well, some men like to sport a mustache or a beard. You can also sport a hat if you think it's good looking.
我们知道 sport 是运动。但是当动词用 to sport 表示炫耀或者惹人注目的穿戴，比如说你可以 sport your favorite hat， 很自豪的戴着你心爱的帽子。有些男人喜欢 sport a mustache， 留一个小胡子。 So are there any other words that we mostly use as a noun but can be used as a verb?
Actually, there are a lot of them. One that comes to mind is taxi.
Okay, so taxi as a noun means a taxi cab, which is a car you can hire. So what does to taxi mean?
Well, to taxi simply means to take a taxi. You can ask someone, did you taxi here?
Which means, did you take a taxi here?
That's right. Another definition of taxi used as a verb is to move slowly on the ground before takeoff or after landing.
Oh, you mean like an airplane?
Exactly. An airplane has to first taxi down the runway before it gets into position for takeoff.
I see. Taxi 是计程车，当动词用 to taxi 就是搭计程车。但是 taxi 还有另外一个有趣的用法，一架飞机可以 taxi 在跑道上，指的是在跑道上行驶。要起飞之前，飞机必须要先 taxi 到跑道的尽头才能够起飞。
And right now, it's time for us to take a short break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the second half of today's lesson. Wearing a pair of Crocs, the plastic foamy footwear, is really comfortable on the feet, don't you think? Well, after Crocs soles, that's S-O-L-E-S, after they wear out, they can be recycled into new shoes and given to needy people. That's a great idea. Now, one word to know before we go on is the adjective unaware, as in, when Joe stopped to rest on his hike, he was unaware of the bear watching him. Uh-oh. Okay, the reading continues. We're on the same page, but now we're starting on line 15. Please follow along in your magazines.
Souls United recycles Crocs shoes to benefit millions. The donated Crocs are then cleaned, ground up, and manufactured into new recycled shoes. The new Souls United shoes are distributed internationally to needy people with the support of shipping and charity partners. Ron Snyder, CEO of Crocs Incorporated, explained, "Many people are unaware of the importance and need for quality footwear around the world. More than 1 billion people, or 1 in 6 people around the world, live on less than $1 a day, according to the World Bank Group. Through the Souls United program, we can help these individuals. Many people receive their first pair of shoes through the Souls United program.
So, what does this program or this organization do with the donated Crocs? Well, our article says that it cleans these used, worn-out Crocs. It grinds them up, or they are ground up in small pieces, And then they are manufactured into new recycled Crocs.
Okay, that's quite a process, but somehow they make brand new shoes out of those old shoes. And the new Soles United shoes are distributed internationally to needy people with the support of shipping and charity partners. So many people are involved, aren't they, Chip? Many people donate their time and their energy. Maybe they help with shipping costs. But either way, the shoes eventually make it into the impoverished regions.
Sure. The CEO of Crocs Incorporated says that many people are simply unaware of the importance and the need for quality footwear all over the world.
Okay, now you just said one of our vocabulary words, unaware. If you are unaware of something, then you are not aware of it, or you do not have knowledge about it. And I think a lot of times if we have several pairs of shoes at home, we forget that many people in the world don't have shoes. They go barefoot because they don't have anything to wear on their feet.
That's right. I have so many pairs of shoes that I am unaware of this statistic. More than 1 billion people, or that's 1 in 6 people around the world, live on less than $1 a day.
Wow.
That's not very much money.
No, it's not. A lot of people are in need of food and clothing and shelter and shoes. Sometimes we forget that shoes are very important, especially some of these kids have to walk long miles to school every day. So I think Soles United is doing a great job, and we see here that many people receive their first pair of shoes through the Soles United program. So if you have extra Crocs, you should donate them, right?
That really is exciting. It's not just a way to get good quality footwear, but it's also an organization that you can help to help others.
Exactly. And sometimes we think that needy people just need food or clothing, but they also need shoes. So that's quite a statistic that you just said. More than 1 billion people live on less than $1 a day. And that's according to the World Bank Group. And through the Soles United program, we can help these individuals. Right now, we need to go to Liz to have her explain this sentence a little further with our grammar on the go.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here in Houston, Texas area at a local shopping mall looking for a Crocs store. Since our article today is about Crocs' charitable program to help needy people around the world get shoes to wear, I figured I could drop by a Crocs store in the area and find out more about this program. But before I do, let's go over today's grammar tip sentence. More than 1 billion people live on less than $1 a day, according to the World Bank Group. Through the Soles United program, we can help these individuals. Notice the punctuation after the word group. That's the punctuation that looks like a period on top of a comma. That's a semicolon. It's not a period, nor is it a comma, so what is it there for? We use a semicolon to connect two independent sentences to show how their meaning is closely connected. In the case of today's sentence, you would not use a comma. You could use a period, but to better appreciate how the meanings of both sentences are connected, a semicolon is more suitable. Here are some other examples. I'm starving, semicolon. Let's go get lunch. Or, the intern didn't know how to answer the phone, semicolon. Everyone else had already left the office. Well, that's it for now. I'm obviously in the wrong shoe section here, because I'm looking for Crocs, not cowboy boots. So, oh, I see. It's over there. Okay, well, thanks for joining me today. This is Liz signing off with Grammar on the Go. See you next time. Bye-bye.
So if 1 in 6 people in the world lives on only $1 a day, that means a lot of people don't have shoes. And our article says that many people receive their very first pair of shoes through the Soles United program.
That is great. It's very encouraging. And friends, if you have any extra Crocs lying around that are a little worn out, send them to Soles United. Right now, we're going to watch our skit for today.
Hey, man. Nice shoes.
Oh, thank you. These are my Crocs. I love them and I wear them every day. They're popular, comfortable, fashionable,
and fun. And worn out.
Well, I guess you're right. They are old and I hate to do it, but I guess I'm gonna have to throw them away.
Wait, no, stop. Don't throw them in the trash. Give those Crocs to me.
Huh? Why should I do that?
I'm needy. I live in an impoverished region. Look, I don't have any shoes.
But these are worn out Crocs. They're no longer of use.
Yes, they are. You can donate them to Souls United. They can turn worn out Crocs into brand new footwear.
How can that be?
Oh, they have a recycle footwear program. They can clean those Crocs and grind them up and manufacture new recycled shoes.
My old Crocs will become new Crocs?
That's right. Then they can be distributed internationally to needy people like me.
Hey, that's a great idea. I was unaware that my old shoes could help another individual.
Well, now you know, so please donate your Crocs, because I really need shoes.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I will donate my Crocs. Here you go.
Great, thank you.
Hope that helps.
Oh, it will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wait. Wait, now I don't have any shoes. Back.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 brand new 这个形容词。Brand new 是指全新的或崭新的。例如 ，She wore a brand new suit to her first day of work. 她第一天上班就穿了一套全新的套装。或者是 The couple bought a brand new house after saving up for years. 这对夫妻积蓄多年后买了一栋全新的房子。或者是 She considers this new job a brand new start to life. 这份新工作对她而言是一个崭新的开始。接下来我们看的是 impoverished 这个形容词。它原本是 impoverish, 使贫穷这个动词的过去分词。在这里当形容词意思是指贫穷的或者是赤贫的。例如 ,most of the children of this impoverished area suffer from malnutrition. 这个赤贫的区域的大多数的孩子都有营养不良的问题。或者是 ,the church provides food for the impoverished families in the city. 教会提供食物给这个城市中赤贫的家庭。最后我们看的是 unaware 这个形容词。unaware 是aware, 有警觉的这个字的反义字。所以 unaware 是指没有察觉的或者是不知道的。例如 ,the security guards were unaware that a thief already broke in. 保全的警卫们没有察觉到小偷已经破门而入了。或者是 ,I was unaware of the risks of starting a new business. 我当时对于创业的风险并不清楚。And time really flies.You did a good job today. Keep it up. Bye-bye. Souls United recycles Crocs shoes to benefit millions. Needy people worldwide receive their first pair of shoes. Crocs. Almost everybody sports these popular shoes nowadays, but what can be done with them once they wear out? Souls United has an answer. This recycled footwear program,which is the first of its kind, turns worn-out Crocs into brand new footwear that is donated to needy people around the world. Crocs Incorporated, which launched Souls United on January 31st, 2008, set a goal of donating 2 million pairs of new Crocs to people in impoverished regions the first year. How does this program work? In the USA,consumers drop off their worn-out Crocs at participating retail stores or mail them directly to collection centers. The donated Crocs are then cleaned, ground up, and manufactured into new recycled shoes. The new Souls United shoes are distributed internationally to needy people with the support of shipping and charity partners. Ron Snyder, CEO of Crocs Incorporated, explained, "Many people are unaware of the importance and need for quality footwear around the world. More than 1 billion people, or 1 in 6 people around the world, live on less than $1 a day, according to the World Bank Group. Through the Souls United program, we can help these individuals. Many people receive their first pair of shoes through the Souls United program."
Friends, maybe you have a pair of old Crocs that you're not wearing anymore. Why not consider sending them to Souls United to be recycled? You'll find more information at their website, www.soulsunited.com. You'll find the address there on page 45 as well. For the rest of this week, we'll be going on a special trip. Join us tomorrow as we climb aboard a few trains and travel the world. Until then, from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends.